Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And one word that God revealed is about the Muslims will receive the message of the gospel. We begin to see that. We've seen that a couple times. We begin to share that. But imagine just nations beginning to see and encounter Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah. He's just not a prophet. He is the Son of God, and Amen. He is the way to God. As a matter of fact, listen to this word now.
Number five, because the Lord is no respecter of persons, a great shaking is coming to the Muslim nations. It will be sudden. It will be an unexpected and unexplained shaking that will define many Muslim nations and their leadership structures. The Lord is now in the process of shaking institutions, cultures, dialects, nationalities, governments, political structures, and their frameworks, which men have trusted through the generations. Many of these will be so shaken, they will not survive. Holy Spirit will even destabilize power structures, and many of those things that man has relied on will ultimately fail. Truth will grip men's hearts like a vice. Shaparababa. Even unbelievers' hearts and the hearts of the heathen. Ears will be open to hear for the first time.
5 seconds.
Even the ears of the unregenerate.
This is so exciting because some of the things, you know, even Patricia King was prophesying, hearing from the Lord that even members of ISIS were going to be given their lives
That's
to the
right.
Lord. And we've seen it, we saw them getting baptized in Iran.
In Ramadan, during the time of their fasting, Jesus appearing to them.
Yes, and now we're looking at just a major move of God, just a major move of God across the globe. And you imagine the harvest, you're looking at a billion souls, you know, young souls, which means the older folks and the younger, but a billion young folks that are happening, coming into the kingdom. You got to be prepared for that. You got to prepare yourself for this to take place. And one is that, even though we educate people on Islam and the Quran and how it compares to the Bible and their wrong viewpoint of who Jesus is, and we love the Muslim. We want the Muslim to be saved.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, if you don't know Jesus, everybody's in the same boat.
That's right.
And God's going to begin. He just shows no favor of people and nations. He's going to begin to reach out to the Muslim people. And it's so exciting because, you know, in Iran, the Ayatollah had to give a stay of like 40 lashes to the young people because they were happy and they were smiling.
Yeah. I mean, just two billion plus people on the face of the earth. God loves them.
Yeah, but think about it. They were happy. They were singing a song about happy. They did a little video, and the whole religious Islamic crew and Iran, you said they should have like be whipped 40 times or something like that. And they had to make a ruling on whether they could be happy or not.
Wow.
People are going to be so hungry. You're going to catch up. There's a lot of people that call themselves Christians in America that are not that hungry for God, that don't understand how awesome He is and what He's done for us. And they're going to come up running after Jesus Christ and understand the goodness. It's just exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.